One. Tim, thanks for hanging on. Welcome aboard Virgin Radio. Tim, what can we do for you, Tim?
Right, I think it's a bird.
Inch forward. Why do you think it's a bird?
It's one of these birds that mimics things.
Oh. And that's a brilliant answer. You mean it's been living next to some kind of beacon?
Yeah, one of these tropical birds.
Yeah, no, exactly. So one of these. They are cool.
Right.
Do they exist, or do we just think they exist?
Oh, I've heard them actually.
Where?
Out in Australia.
Oh, go on. Give us all.
And they mimic things like power tools and stuff like that.
Oh, wow.
Drills
and winches.
Here's the thing. I'm just saying here, the workforce of Britain, suddenly a light bulb's gone over their head. If in someone's house now, you've got to get yourself one of these Australian birds. So, going to be out all day out there, love, going to say about 3 weeks. You set the bird on a perch, you open the newspaper with your sandwich, and they ain't stopped. Well, thank you. Well, it's not there, but thank you very much, Tim, for introducing the idea that it might be. Okay, we're going on to, thank you very much for calling us. Bill. This is Bill, who says he knows what this is. Bill, what do you think it is?
Hello, Danny.
Hello, Bill, you're on line 4.
I think it's your mobile phone.
My mobile phone?
I think you've got a mobile phone near the microphone.
No, never knowingly have had a mobile phone, which is, I don't want to get into that discussion, but, being out of contact. Bill, you've got a mobile phone, I take it. You're on one now, aren't you?
No,
eschew it. Throw it away. Not for the health reasons, but for pure joy. I mean, I don't even have an answer phone indoors. What was wrong with that? Hello, is Dan in? No. Do you know where he is? No. What's wrong with that? I mean, now, where do you... I mean, I hate to say it, but it may be a female invention. Well, I tried your mobile. Is it a phone? I don't have a mobile. And also an answer phone. It's not a mobile phone, but ladies and gentlemen, we now approach the right answer. We're going towards Philip, who's on line 9. This is Philip.
Philip.
Hello. Appreciate, and this is a genius thing, Phil, because let's play it a bit. Ladies and gentlemen, listen up. We now are going to find out from Philip exactly what that is. Okay, Phil, should we do it for travel first?
No, the same.
No, don't do that. Philip, what do you reckon, yeah. Philip?
It's a frog.
It's a frog. It is a frog. Now, where's those?
Yeah.
Who knew?
How did he get it?
Now, he knew. Yeah. Philip knew. Philip, how comes you made the connection there that's a frog?
Well, I used to get fascinated by the sounds that animals make, and when they're on the TV, you usually... sort of your ears prick up at something like that. So, That's right, you see the pictures as well. So, frog.
We said we're going to give him everything that Jamie can carry. Jamie, after the show, we won't shortchange you here. He'll go upstairs, he'll gather things up, all in the prize drawer and stuff, and it'll be all yours. But,
presumably all the staplers and things like that.
This will be good stuff that you can take and sell like we do. So it'll be something to carry on. Well, thank you very much indeed, my friend. Yeah, that's right. That is legendary. This is a frog.